Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. She is the president of the Galen Institute. Galen.org is her website. Her book is called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. I encourage you to go there and find it on that website. I encourage you to check out what they do there at the Galen Institute and support them. If you agree, as I do, that Obamacare is the opposite of what we need in America, that we need free market healthcare systems in reform, not the government running our healthcare lives. If you agree with me and Grace Marie, then I encourage you to go there and check that organization out and support them. You know how much I believe in what they do because I've been introducing Grace Marie to you now for almost 14 years. Grace Marie, when I think about what's going on right now in Washington, and I just have to say this about what I see coming out of President Obama's administration. When for probably 100 years or more, politicians have managed their agenda by using OPM, other people's money, right? And they've been getting votes by manipulating tax laws, right? That's how they've been doing that for a long time. But it seems to me that now we've moved away from we found a way not to manipulate tax laws as much as to mandate business practices, to be able to get votes by mandating that businesses do certain things, which is what we've been talking about. This is kind of new, isn't it?
Well, you know, we talked about unfunded mandates to the states for a long time,
right,
back in the 70s and
80s.
But that's still government to government.
I'm talking about
government to
business
government.
to business now.
But then it was in the 90s, it was the 80s and 90s, it was government to business. You have to do this. And, I mean, tax, just compliance with the tax law costs tens of billions of dollars a year. That's one of the
But still, that's a tax manipulation. I'm talking about telling a company that they've got to provide something to a customer for free. That takes the middle government policy out of it. It goes directly from government to the marketplace.
But it's got the minor problem. I was reading the Constitution yesterday of the Fifth Amendment, which specifically says the federal government cannot require people to do something without justly compensating them. So I think you're going to have a Fifth Amendment challenge to this latest solution to this huge abortifacient and sterilization and contraceptive challenge. But, you know, and Jim, they really are also, they've got an unfunded mandate on individuals because they're going to tell us we have to use our private money to buy a private product, i.e. health insurance, that the federal government dictates. So they are. They're now saying, okay, well, maybe the federal government's running out of money. First we're going to make the states do it, then we're going to make private companies do it, and now we're going to have people do what we say they're going to need to do with their own private money. This is unconstitutional to its very DNA.
Do you think that, now we know that the Supreme Court is going to hear 5 or 6 hours of argument in March, I think it is, next month, about the Obamacare, and will rule in the summer about either all or part of it being the constitutionality of all or part of it. Do you think this recent furor over contraception and the religious organizations, do you think this will have any impact or bearing on their decision?
You know, I cannot imagine the Supreme Court is not going to look at this and realize that we're not just talking about the several things that are before the court, whether or not the individual mandate is constitutional, whether or not the mandate on the states to dramatically increase their Medicaid budget is constitutional. This came from many people that haven't been following this, came from out of the blue. This is an interpretation by the Department of Health and Human Services of one of its many powers and how that was going to be dictated. And they have to look at that and say, maybe we do need to see that the whole law needs to come down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's only a 50-50 chance that they'll even declare the individual mandate unconstitutional. unconstitutional.
I don't think that they will take into consideration what citizens think about it, whether, you know, this organization or that organization. But I do think that they will look, and I guess this is what you were saying, that they will look at the continued uncertainty of how this thing will play out and where it could go. The centipede syndrome, as you call it, I think that they'll look at that and say, you know, maybe we better stop this before it gets out of hand, because we'll just be back again hearing these things over and over again.
You know, and then we're going to be looking at the Independent Payment Advisory Board,
yeah.
This 15-member technocrat.
Unelected, yeah.
Unelected.
Yeah.
They don't have the power of appropriating money, but yet that's going to be one of their powers.
You know,
it's
the unconstitutional Grace Marie, you know the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times.
Goodness,
certainly do.
Indeed.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.